Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you on Sunday, the 5th of May. My name is Nigel Parker, and I am the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. We're pleased to bring you this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ Radio. Words from Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Let us pray. God of wisdom and mercy, we turn to you in these quiet moments and offer you our thanks for the love you have shown us, seeking your blessing on our hopes for our lives. Holy God, the power of your love is beyond our comprehension, the breadth of your compassion without measure, the depths of your wisdom knows no bounds. In Jesus Christ, you meet us in the midst of life's joys and challenges to show us what it means to love and be loved. And so we offer you our love and loyalty, our prayers and praise, through the power of your Spirit. Draw us closer to you as friends and followers of Jesus, our risen Lord. Merciful God, we often find it difficult to love others as you command. We seek our own security before the well-being of others. We fulfill our own desires rather than act for the common good. Forgive us. Redirect our priorities. Renew our commitment to live out your love, even when that demands more of us than we expect. Forgive us our sins, we pray. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn us? Only Christ, and Christ has died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Friends, let us believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, we are forgiven and made new by God's generous grace. Lord, we long for your wisdom and truth. Send your Holy Spirit to guide us as we listen to the scriptures and prepare our ears to hear your word and our hearts to receive it. Amen. Our gospel reading continues where we left off last week, in John chapter 15, beginning this week at verse 9. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other." Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Lord, you're holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to sing. I want to sing.
We have just heard one of Jesus' most extraordinary statements in that gospel reading. It probably didn't jump out at you as extraordinary. In fact, you may have barely noticed it at all. But when you begin to unpack it, it becomes more and more extraordinary. Jesus said, "You are my friends if you love one another as I have loved you. I do not call you servants any longer, but friends." The concept of being friends has become a little more confused in recent years with the advent of internet-based social networking. The politics and etiquette of being friended or unfriended on Facebook inevitably changed the way that we use language. Facebook is changing the meanings we hear in the use of the word friend and creating the possibility that you can have a countable number of friends, many of whom you have never met, don't actually know anything about, and might even regard as so random that if they message you, you might think of them as spam. So when we hear Jesus speaking of counting us as friends, we may need to do a little translating and remind ourselves that his understanding and use of the word predates Facebook by a long, long time. Funnily enough, when we speak of being followers of Jesus, we may have to remember that the word follower is being similarly transformed by social networking. Imagine the cartoon that would show Jesus saying to a young man, "No, when I said follow me, I meant it literally, not on X, formerly known as Twitter." So if we want to get our heads back into a pre-internet understanding of being friends, I want us to consider for a few moments the meaning of implications of Jesus calling us friends and of his call to us to love one another as friends. Jesus clearly recognizes how radical and even shocking his suggestion that he might now call us friends is, because he spells it out in a way that highlights the nature of the change. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. In other words, he's pointing to a change of status. We used to be called God's servants, and now we're called God's friends. And this is a change of status from something which was fairly easy for us to comprehend and respond appropriately to something that becomes more and more mind-blowing the more we think about it. Being a servant of God makes sense to us. It fits into our usual thinking about social relationships and hierarchy. If the boss is the boss, then the boss calls the shots, and our job is to diligently do the task that the boss sets for us, and if we do, then we expect to be able to keep our jobs and get paid regularly, and all is well with the world. That's how it works in most workplaces. The strength of the relationship is determined by the quality of our work, our output. And we can think about that in religious terms as well. That God is the boss who gives the orders, we do the work, and at the end of the day we get paid and go home, hopefully rejoicing in what a loving boss we've got. And we rejoice in the biggest praise imaginable in such a relationship. Well done, good and faithful servant. And those of us who have trouble knowing who we are apart from what we do are especially comfortable in such a relationship. But Jesus turns this on its head. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. Yes, it is true that he said, you are my friends if you do what I command you. But what is it that he commands us to do as he says this? This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. It's not work, 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 perform, perform, perform. It's just love, love, love. And importantly for what we're getting at here, it's not if you love one another, then you are my good and faithful servants, but if you love one another, then you're my friends. In friendships, there is an equality between the two sides. And so we're not at all sure how to behave if someone who we regarded as above us suddenly begins to treat us as an equal, a friend. I do not call you servants any longer, but friends. But if that's true, then no longer can the substance of the relationship be about what I do and perform and act for God. It's not about my doing stuff. The relationship is now to be defined by a mutual love and care, by an enjoying of one another, by being for one another. Now Jesus does link this befriending clearly with loving one another as he has loved us. It's clear that his new friendship he's inviting us into extends to friendship with one another. And that's a bit of a challenge for us, because particularly the churches can be difficult places for us to build real friendships with one another. We have high hopes and expectations for the community of faith formed in and around of Jesus, so much so that it can be where we're most prone to disappointing one another, letting one another down, offending one another, infuriating one another. Is that what it's like in your congregation? Because we're called to be a community who intentionally want to gather in the last and the least and the lost, to welcome those who are especially broken in need of healing and transformation and growth, it's even probably the case that the average ability to relate gently and lovingly and graciously is probably lower in churches than maybe some of the other places we go to. But the love God offers us in Jesus is extravagant and free and overwhelming. There's nothing held back. It's no leftover love tossed to us in condescension. Jesus says, I love you in the same way that I am loved by the Father. Make yourselves at home in my love. We're being invited to share in the full depth of love that exists in the relationships within God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just like that, so I have loved you, says Jesus. And Jesus points out that there's no greater expression of love than to lay down your life for your friends. And he does just that. He lays down his life for us on the cross, for us whom he has called friends. He lays down his life rather than surrender us up to the idea that love is measured out in miserly handfuls to those deemed worthy by the dominant systems that control our culture. Jesus lays down his life rather than surrender us to the notion that says that the fullness of love is only for the beautiful or successful or the deserving or the privileged. This is the gospel.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We need never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Give to the Lord in prayer. Heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there. Yes, in his arms he'll take and shield you. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you are the Lord of wonderful deeds, who fills the earth with mercy and justice and love. You created the world and all that live there, and the seas and rivers and hills roar their praise. Through your people you revealed your commandments and your merciful love to all the world. You came among us in your beloved Son Jesus, who makes us your friends by planting your word within us and leading us to abide in your love forever. He was crucified and buried, but through your victorious power he was born again from the deep waters of death, and his resurrection power will conquer the world. And so now you're pouring out your Spirit on all who believe, without distinction, and bringing everyone who loves you and follows your ways to new birth as your children. This morning we give you thanks for all those people who have shown us your face and taught us to follow you by the faithful example of their lives. Christ of compassion and action, in you we receive our call to live with purpose. From you we learn how to love those around us. With you we find strength to face each new day. So today we offer our prayers for those facing challenges these days and seek your guidance in response to their cries. We pray for those brought to mind by news headlines this week, situations of violence and deprivation, danger and devastation. We pray for families going through difficult times, for all who are sick or in sorrow, for any who are lonely or despairing. We pray for those agonizing over important decisions and responsibilities, for those in leadership roles, and for those who care for the most vulnerable in our community. We pray for ourselves and for each other, in our own network of family and friends, and the network of family and friendship that we know in the life of the church. Fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Move with us into the week ahead. Remind us each day to live according to your commands, for we want to offer your loving presence in the lives we touch, in Jesus' name. For he taught all of his friends these words to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.